he would not only love all things mysterious, but would also have a tendency toward hero worship. Most of us have had the experience of admiring someone to such a degree that we almost want to become that person. That's the devotional quality of Neptune. If anchored in a high spiritual ideal, this quality can lead to profound spiritual wisdom. On the other hand, if we're not careful, we can just as easily become devoted to destructive illusions. Neptune represents an interest in the mysterious hidden layers of the mind. A Neptunian personality, then, must guard against the temptation to find shortcuts to altered states of consciousness. Drugs, alcohol, and cults are all dangers to a prominent Neptune function. One woman was warned in a reading to establish her Neptunian development in spiritual ideals, because people who don't often wind up following strange paths. And as this reading cautioned, quote, "They that seek strange gods, strange forces, do so oft to their own undoing," unquote. Another woman was told that through the Neptune influence, she would have to deal with, quote, "appetites, or those things that become as the habits of the body-mind," unquote. Traditional astrology also identifies this same aspect of Neptune. It seems that this dimension of mind is very malleable. Through Neptune, the mind receives impressions and adjusts to them. It's important, then, for the Neptunian mind to focus on positive thoughts and high ideals. It's also important to maintain a healthy environment. The Neptune function acts almost as a sponge, allowing the mind to absorb its environment into itself. On the positive side, Neptune's sensitivity can lead to some fine artistic abilities. Music, painting, acting, and many other art forms are listed in connection with this highly aesthetic dimension. As just one example, a person was told in her Casey reading, quote, "From Neptune we find the artistic urge of the entity. These, then, find their greater expression near bodies of water," unquote. The final planet in our solar system is Pluto. Its discovery was anticipated by astronomers because they observed irregularities in Neptune's orbit. However, it was actually located only in 1930. The date is interesting in relation to Edgar Cayce because he began giving astrological information in his readings a full 7 years before that in 1923. During those 7 years, Cayce's readings made reference to two planets unknown to astronomers. In the first several months after Cayce began giving life readings, he mentioned a planet called Septimus. The word Septimus obviously refers to the number seven, and Pluto is the seventh planet if you count outward from the Sun, starting with Earth as number one. However, the references in the readings to this planet are very few, and by 1925, a new planet named Vulcan seems to have replaced it. Vulcan continued in the vocabulary through 1930 and then disappeared. In 1936, a man asked in a reading about Vulcan and was told that it and Pluto were the same. No one apparently asked about Septimus, which has remained an enigma. However, circumstantial evidence seems strong enough to consider Septimus as just an early name for Pluto. Because Pluto is such a recent addition to astrology, its symbolism is still being worked out, but a few points seem to be clear. Along with Uranus and Neptune, Pluto seems to be related to forces deep within the unconscious. It appears to resemble Mars in character, but with an added intensity and even savagery. Again, part of its symbolism is derived from the events of history which were unfolding when it was discovered. Therefore, with the erupting madness of National Socialism in Germany and the carnage of World War II, Pluto is seen as representing a convulsive form of transformation. Septimus, Vulcan, and Pluto all carry comparable symbolism in the Cayce readings. Virtually every reference describes an adverse condition of some kind. They also imply a materialistic focus. Yet, as with Saturn, these difficult experiences can teach us valuable lessons along our spiritual journey. One reading, this one referring to Vulcan, sums up the influences rather well. Quote, These make for that influence as has been of sudden changes in the social affairs, kinship, physical or business relations. Yet these adversities may be used or applied in the experience of the entity as stepping stones for soul's development. Unquote. Another reading on Vulcan defines it in vivid, explosive imagery. Quote, beware of fire, and especially of firearms or explosives. Unquote. In a later reading, a reference to Pluto describes how this planet can symbolize a materialistic ego consciousness. It says, quote, self-centeredness in Pluto and earthward in the application of self. Unquote. And in 1939, a woman asked specifically about the meaning of Pluto. The reading described it as a new awakening in the human consciousness, and went on to say that though it was just emerging out of material awareness, within 200 years it would become a